弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
小弟奉主耶稣圣名来查考一篇演说和一颗对神诚实的心。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you the topic, a speech and also a heart loyal to the Lord.
我们来看一下历代志下第十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Second Chronicles, chapter 12.
历代志下第十二章。
Second Chronicles, chapter 12.
先读第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
十五节、十六节。
Verses 15 and 16. 15. The acts of Rehoboam, first and last, are they not written in the book of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer concerning genealogies? And there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. So Rehoboam rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. Then Abijah his son reigned in his place.
今天晚上我们要来谈一谈这个亚比央王，就是亚比亚王，就是罗伯安的儿子。
Tonight we would like to talk about King Abijah, who was the son of Rehoboam.
我们知道以色列国度从罗伯安开始就分裂成南北两国。
And we know the kingdom of Israel after Rehoboam.It was divided into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom.
那在第十五节特别说，罗伯安跟耶罗伯安时常征战，就是南北两国啊，时常有战争。
And in verse 15, it says that there were wars between Rehoboam and Jeroboam, which was the war between the northern and the southern kingdoms.
那罗伯安他与列祖同睡啊，罗伯安他的一生。评语在第十四节已经 讲过了。
And Rehoboam rested with his fathers, and the conclusion of his life was mentioned in verse 14.
他作者跟他说他是行恶的，不立定心意寻求神的人。
And the author wrote that he did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord.
接下来就是他的儿子亚比亚继续做王。
And then it was his son.Abijah, who reigned in his place.
那从历代之下，我们接下去一章一章呢，基本上会一直看的，差不多有二十个王。
And so, starting from chapter 12, verse of Second Chronicles, we will see about 20 some kings.
那就是都在讲南国的历史。
And it was the recordings of the history of the southern kingdom.
如果用南北两国来分呢，那个亚比亚应该是南国的第二个王。
And so if we use the division between the northern and the southern kingdom, Abijah was the second king of the southern kingdom.
好，那亚比亚这个人呢，在他的背景呢，我们现在请看第十一章哈，第十一章的第二十一节。
So regarding the background of King Abijah, we can read chapter 11 of verse 21.
21.
Verse 21. Now Rehoboam loved Macham, the granddaughter of Absalom, more than all his wives and his concubines, for he took 18 wives and 60 concubines and begot 28 sons and 60 daughters.Verse 22, and Rehoboam appointed Abijah, the son of Machan, as chief, to be leader among his brothers, for he intended to make him king.
好，那这个就看到这个亚比亚呢，他是亚沙龙女儿玛加所生的。
And so here we see that Abijah was the son of the daughter of Absalom.
那这个亚沙的女儿呢，那其实是意思就是亚沙的后代，不见得一定是他的女儿，有可能是他的孙女啊。
And so the daughter of Absalom, it doesn't necessarily mean that it was the daughter. It could be just a descendant or a granddaughter.
好，那我们因为我们在看历史的时候，我们比如说圣经会写说他们的父亲 father 是谁，但是 可能是他们的祖先，而不是上一代，直接上一代的人。
Because we, when we look at the Bible, when it records fathers of someone, it's not necessarily the immediate father. It could be just meaning ancestors.
好，那所以现在这里特别说，那个亚比亚她是这个罗伯安所爱的这个妻子玛加所生的。那所以他特意要立他做王，虽然他不是长子。
So here it says that Abijah was the son of the beloved wife of Rehoboam, Machan, and so he was not the firstborn.
所以接下去这个你看亚比亚呢就在他父亲的安排底下继续做王了。
And so because of the arrangement of Abijah's father, he became king.
好，那我们现在看来第十三章。
So let's read chapter 13.
三章我们看第一节。
Let's read verse 1 of chapter 13. In the 18th year of King Jeroboam, Abijah became king over Judah.
第二节。
Verse 2, he reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam.
好，那我们现在看第二节这里描述呢，他在讲亚比亚的母亲呢，跟他的母亲哈，他的家谱哈，那就跟第十一章有点名字不太一样。
And so, if we read the genealogy of Abijah here in verse 2, it's a little bit different than what was recorded in chapter 11.
所以这个翻译的名字有可能是他们当时候也这样称呼了哈，一个人的名字他也有可能另外一个称呼。
And so during the course of translation, it's possible that the same person's name was, or the person had two different names.
好，那所以呢，很显然的，他一定是他就是亚沙龙的这个女儿或孙女的产生的后代。
But it was obvious that he was either the daughter or the granddaughter of Absalom.
好，那就是，但是他是如果从父亲这边算来呢，就是从大卫这边来的。
And so from the father's side, she came from David.
好，那所以现在我们在接下去要从第三节看在耶罗伯安跟亚比亚呢，他时常有争战。
And so now we're going to start reading verse 3. Between Jeroboam and Abijah, there were wars.
因为这两国一直处不来分裂之后，时常有争战，从罗伯安的时候就一直延续来了。
Because these two kingdoms were not at peace since the reign of Rehoboam.
那亚比亚呢？他现在第三节碰到一次大战。
So in verse 3, Abijah he was faced with a great battle.
那这个战争呢，特别是说是40万南国的40万对上北国的80万。
And so this particular battle is said specifically that there were 400,000 choice men from the southern kingdom versus 800,000 men from the northern kingdom.
都是两边的王挑选精兵现在摆阵要对打。
So both kings, they chose valiant warriors to fight against each other.
那这一章第四节开始到第十二节呢？这一段呢，就是很特别的亚比亚的他的演说。
And in this chapter, from verse 4 all the way to verse 12, this recorded a very special speech by Abijah.
这是在战场上，这个两军摆阵的时候，这个有一边亚比亚，他对着北国以色列的大军讲一篇道理。
So this was when two sides of the warriors, they were set in battle, facing each other. Abijah specifically gave a speech to the northern kingdom.
这在战场上发生的事情。
This happened on the battlefield.
那所以我们就发现，其实亚比亚他在这个场合，他做了一次非常大胆的尝试。
And so we can see that Abijah did a very daring act on the battlefield.
他这篇的演说非常的成功。
And this particular speech was a great success.
这篇演说决定了这个战场的胜败。
This particular speech decided the winning and the losing of this battle.
在圣经里面，我们看到 有 很多次有许多篇著名的演讲。
In the Bible, we see quite a few famous speeches.
但是这一次亚比亚所做的最特别。
But this particular one given by Abijah was very special.
因为是在敌对的状况下，他勇敢的向对方的军队这样宣告的。
Because this was bravely proclaimed by Abijah on the battlefield.
战场上你在那边讲话，人家早就已经在准备要攻打你了。
When you were standing on the battlefield trying to give a speech, the other side was ready to attack.
所以当时候其实算是大家在打仗的时候还蛮君子的，就是说，要打的时候要讲好才开始来打。
And so, at that time, we could see that they were quite in control of themselves. They wanted to give speeches before they start fighting.
还有那个王是站在前面最明显的位置在讲话的。
And the king was standing at the very front, a very obvious location to speak.
那时候这些对方也是这样子乖乖听他讲话。
And the other side was quite obediently listening to what he had to say.
第四节。
Verse 4.
亚比亚他站在以法莲山地中间的洗马脸山上说：“耶罗伯安和以色列众人啊，要听我说。”
In verse 4, Abijah stood on Mount Zemaraim, which is in the mountains of Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, Jeroboam, and all Israel."
这个就在洗马脸山上的演讲。
This was the speech on Mount Zemaraim.
他特别说要耶罗伯安跟以色列众百姓听他说话。
And he specifically asked Jeroboam and all Israel to hear him.
他说了这一段话。
After he gave the speech,
有三个重点。
He had three points in his speech.
其实他主要强调一点。
He really wanted to just emphasize on one point.
第五节是说。
In verse 5 it says,
因为他本来是一家人的。
Because they were of one family originally.
因为他们都是大卫在很尊敬大卫这个他们的祖先呢。
Because they all respected David, their ancestor.
那现在因着某些人的缘故，现在国家分成两半。
But because of some people, the kingdom was split in two.
第五节他特别强调说，主以色列的神曾立原约，然后将以色列国永远赐给大卫和他的子孙，你们不知道吗？
In verse 5, he specifically said that should you not know that the Lord God of Israel gave the dominion over Israel to David forever to him and his sons by a covenant of salt.
他这里一直在强调，他一开头就说这个犹大国的这个王位啊，是从神来的正统，血缘上的真正的存的。
He wanted to first emphasize that the kingship of Judah from the bloodline was the official bloodline from David.
是有神立约，有神应许的。
And that was given to him by the covenant of God.
这个原约，那个中文特别有一个注解，说是不能废的，就是不会废坏的意思。
And the covenant of salt, in the Chinese translation, it had a notation saying that it meant that a covenant that could not be forsaken.
那这个原也表示说，这个是一直都有效，不会失效的。这个约一直都有功效。
And so a covenant of salt meant that this covenant is always effective. It will never lose its promise.
在利未记，百姓在献素祭的时候，这个素祭里面要加盐。
In the book of Leviticus, when the people were to offer a grain offering, in the grain offering, you needed to add salt.
好，那我们现在直接跳过去看民数记第十八章。
We can just skip to the book of Numbers, chapter 18.
民数记十八章。
Numbers 18.
看第十九节。
Let's read verse 19. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offered to the Lord, I have given to you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord with you and your descendants with you.
20节.
Verse 20. Then the Lord said to Aaron, You shall have no inheritance in their land, nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel.
你看这一段其实在讲这个祭司他们所得到的、啊、
This passage was talking about the inheritance of priests.
祭司立位人他们的职分在哪里？
And what was the duty of the priests and the Levites?
他们在服事神的过程当中所得到的福分。
It was the blessings that they received during their service to the Lord.
所以百姓献祭的时候有一份、哦、要留给祭司。
And so when the people make offerings, a portion of the offerings were to be left for the priest.
那这个祭司呢，他说他们所得到的这一个神的应许是神跟他们之间作为永远的原约，就是这个福分永远不会废掉的。
And the portion that's received by the priest is a covenant of salt, which is the blessing of God on them. It will never be forsaken.
然后神特别跟亚伦强调，神本身要成为他们永远的产业。
And then God specifically said to Aaron that he himself will become the inheritance to them forever.
所以就看到这个服侍神、哦、一定得到神的祝福。
And so we could see that when we serve the Lord, we will for sure receive blessings.
我们真正在神面前的祭司呢，就是我们真的产业是在天上的。
The true priest in front of God, our inheritance is in heaven.
一直能够跟我们到永久的产业是神本身。
The inheritance will be with us forever, and that inheritance is God Himself.
所以我们服侍神的，在神面前的侍奉绝对不会落空的。
And so, for those of us who serve God, the service that we have in front of the Lord will not be in vain.
所以这个原因意思就是，不管时代经过多久，环境再怎么变化，这样一个应许承诺绝对不会变化。
And so the covenant of salt, it does not matter how long the time has passed or how many generations have passed, it will never change.
所以现在亚比亚呢，他对着以色列众军兵啊这样说。
And so now Abijah said to the whole army of Israel,
这个神已经把以色列国赐给大卫跟他的后裔了。
That God had given the kingdom of Israel to David and his descendants forever.
但是很可惜的，现在这个耶罗波安这个尼巴的儿子背叛主人了。
But it was very unfortunate that Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, disobeyed his master.
还有一些无奈的匪徒跟从他，然后攻击了所罗门的儿子罗波安。
And the worthless gangsters or rooks, they gathered to him and they started attacking Rehoboam.
那第七节啊，十三章的第七节，他特别提到说，那时候罗伯安还又嫩啊，又弱，不能够抵挡他们。
And in verse 7, it specifically said that Rehoboam was young and inexperienced.
啊，那这个当时候罗伯安登基的时候41岁了哈，因为是在第十二章的第十三节就有讲的嘛。
When Rehoboam became king, he was 41 years old, and this was recorded in chapter 12, verse 13.
但是他这里特别，他这个做儿子的跟他在讲他父亲的那个。这个历史的时候说，我那时候我父亲还又弱，就是说还很没有经验。
But then when the son was talking about the history of his own father, he said that he was young and inexperienced.
也就是说，当时候真的那个罗伯安他不太会处理事情。
And so, he was saying at that time, Rehoboam did not know how to deal with things.
也就是说，面对耶罗伯安跟以色列百姓的这些要求。他们当时候所提出的条件、啊、这个罗伯安他不会处理、啊、他说他讲了一些愚昧的话嘛。
That's why he was saying that in order to face Jeroboam and the men regarding their claim, Rehoboam didn't know how to deal with it, so he said very foolish things.
所以他不能够抵挡 结果他这个 国家就被大部分就被耶罗伯安抢走了。
And because he could not withstand them, and so most of the kingdom was grabbed away by Jeroboam.
好，那现在他说，现在第八节，你们有意要抗拒大卫子孙手下所治的神的国啊？你们人也这么多，那这个时候他说，你们怎么会做这种事的？
And in verse 8, he said that you intentionally are trying to withstand the kingdom of the Lord, and you have so many people. Why are you doing this?
你看。现在大卫的子孙 所治理的我们这个国度是神的国。
He is saying that the kingdom that's from David, his kingdom is God's kingdom.
那但是你们呢？你们那里呢是有耶罗伯安为你们所造那个金牛犊的。
But he is saying over there where you are, you have the golden calves that Jeroboam made for you.
所以这个国不一样。
So he is saying that it's two different kingdoms.
我们这边的国是神的国。
He is saying the kingdom that is here, ours, is the kingdom of God.
你们现在那个国是金牛犊的国。
But your kingdom now is the kingdom of the golden calves.
好，那他所以他强调这个王位的正统，这看起来他说 我们这边是属神的。
And so he is emphasizing on the official status of the kingship and that they belong to God.
从第九节开始到第十二节呢
Starting from verses 9 to 12.
那接下来去讲
He continued to say.
他就在讲这个在敬拜神的时候这些律法这个制度。
He specifically mentioned about the system of worshiping God.
第九节说你们不是驱逐了神的祭司跟亚伦的后裔和利未人吗？
In verse 9, he says, Have you not cast out priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron and the Levites?
哦，因为在第十一章，当时候罗伯耶罗伯安设了那个金牛犊之后，那个凡是要立定心意寻求神的以色列神的这些祭司利未人，他们就从北国都来到耶路撒冷来投靠罗伯安了。
Because in chapter 11, when Jeroboam set up the golden calves, the priests and Levites who wanted to seek after the Lord, they all went to Jerusalem to be with Rehoboam.
因为当时候耶罗伯安呢，他就拒绝了这个亚伦的后代做祭司这个神的律法。
Because at that time, Jeroboam rejected the descendants of Aaron as the priests of the Lord.
他自己定他自己的条件。
He set up his own rules.
他改变节期。
He changed the feasts.
他等于自己当神一样。
He basically became God himself.
所以什么都是由他决定。
And so everything was decided by him.
把神丢到旁边了。
And he cast God aside.
只是为了要得到这个政治上的权利。
And all he wanted was this political power.
所以特别提到说，你看不管是谁，只要愿意来了拿。带牛带羊来献祭的，就把自己可以当祭司了。
And so he said that whoever brings ox and sheep can make himself a priest.
那他们所拜的是虚无的神。
And what they were worshiping was worthless gods.
所以他们这个敬拜的系统，这个是错误的，这个是你自己设的，不是神摩西传下来的这个正统。
And so their system of worship was something that they came up with by themselves. It wasn't something passed on to them by Moses from God.
那我们呢?
But what about us?
第十节说,
In verse 10 it says,
主是我们的神,
the Lord,
我们没有离弃他。
The Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him.
我们这里有服侍神的祭司哦。
We have priests who minister to the Lord.
哦，是亚伦的后代。
And they are the sons of Aaron.
还有利未人都各尽其职，照着大卫所设定的制度来
And the Levites, they all attend to their duties according to the system set up by David.
每天早晚照着律法献祭。
They burn to the Lord every morning and evening sacrifices.
烧香摆设陈设饼。
They burned incense, sweet incense, and showbread.
让金灯台都点着。
And they light up the golden lampstand.
我们就照着神的吩咐。在敬拜。
They were keeping the commands of the Lord their God to worship him.
但是你们离弃了神了。
But you have forsaken God.
现在率领我们的是神了。
And so now he who leads us is God.
我们这边第十二节特别强调，我们这里有神的祭司拿号向你们吹出大声了。
In verse 12, he specifically said that, His priests, they were with sounding trumpets to sound alarm against you.
就是说，我们这里有神的祭司哦，照律法的来的神的祭司，祭司拿号吹号。
He is saying that we have the priests here, according to the law, with the sounding trumpets.
那现在祭司吹号吹出大声是有意思的。
And there is meaning of priests carrying the sounding trumpets.
请看民数记第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 10.
他特别强调。那这个祭司吹号吹大声 的那个用意啊。
He specifically mentioned the meaning of the priests sounding out trumpets.
请看第十章的第九节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 9. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies.
你看祭司是吹号，这个号一定是祭司来吹的。
The trumpets had to be blown by the priests.
是亚伦的子孙。
And they had to be the descendants of Aaron.
那照着神的应许，当祭司吹号吹出大声的时候，他说神就要纪念，神就要拯救。
According to the promise of God, when the priests sound out the trumpets in front of their enemies, God will remember them and they will win the war.
所以他现在亚比亚跟以色列人说，你们不要跟这个。 列祖的神来征战，你们不能亨通的，绝对不能打胜的。
And so Abijah was trying to tell them that do not fight against the God of your ancestors, you will not prosper.
所以他现在强调说，他们现在不但这个国位是正统，他现在敬拜神的是按照神的律法，也是正统。
And so not only is he emphasizing the fact that his kingship was official, he was also saying that the system of worshiping God was also official.
至少照着神的规定，他很顺服的啊，按照神的吩咐来执行，这是最起码的敬畏。
He was obediently following the commandments of God to worship Him, and that was the most basic reverence towards God.
这一篇演说讲得非常好。
This speech was very well spoken.
他把两边所敬拜的神，把它做了很大的区别。
He made a great difference between the gods that the two kingdoms worshipped.
看到这两边的敬拜神的，两边的所敬拜的方式也不一样了。
And he also made a difference between the way they worshipped.
他也提出，现在带领我们的是神。
And he also brought up the fact that God was the one that's their leader.
在这里有神的应许。
And here they have the promise of God.
所以祭司吹号大声表示神要拯救我们的。
And so when the priests sound out the trumpets, it meant that God would deliver them.
那你们的是虚无的神。
And he is saying that what you have is worthless God.
所以这篇演说呢，当时候其实是亚比亚特别要这样强调的。
And so this particular speech at that time given by Abijah, he wanted to emphasize the point.
但其实当时候亚比亚他真的不会打仗。
In fact, at that time, Abijah didn't know how to fight.
因为当他正在讲的时候，
Because as he was speaking,
大家是好像在听，没有错啊。
It looked as if everyone was listening.
可是耶罗波安已经在动作了。
But then Jeroboam was already acting.
来，请看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13. But Jeroboam caused an ambush to go around behind them, so they were in front of Judah, and the ambush was behind them.
你看这个时候，这个就是耶罗波安他的战术啊。
And so here we see Jeroboam's technique in war.
他现在在听亚比亚在讲的时候，他就是派伏兵，已经在调动军队到后面去包围他了。
When he was listening to what Abijah was saying, he already ordered an army to be behind them.
那要记住，那个北国的军队是南国的两倍啊。
And we also have to remember that the army from the northern kingdom was double the size of the southern kingdom.
如果按照军队的比例，那根本不用打，他知道谁是会赢的。
And if we just look at the number of soldiers, then they don't even need to fight. We won't know which side will win.
那特别是这个时候，犹大人呢，他们又傻傻的，也不会注意啊。
And also at this time, the people from Judah were quite foolish. They didn't notice.
第十四节。
In verse 14.
请读。
Let's read. And when Judah looked around, to their surprise, the battle line was at both front and rear, and they cried out to the Lord, and the priests sounded the trumpets.
好，那我们现在看到这个两边呢，他们的战术不一样啊。
So now we can see that the techniques of war from the two sides were different.
这个亚比亚他们当时候是先心战喊话，就先讲一篇演讲。
Abijah at that time, they were speaking, giving out a speech first.
现在发现被包围了。
And then they realized that they were ambushed.
接下来第二个步骤就是呼喊神。
And then so the second step that they did was to cry out to God.
第三个就是祭司吹号吹大声。
And then the third was that the priest sounded out the trumpets loudly.
这个就变成他们现在可以做的事了。
And these became the things that they could do at the time.
好，那现在看到你要被包围了，他现在只能够大声喊了。
And so when they realized that they were surrounded, all they could do was to cry out.
第十五节，当犹大人喊的时候呢，他说神就让耶罗波安和以色列众人败在亚比亚跟犹大人面前了。
And in verse 15, it said, Then the man of Judah gave a shout. As the man of Judah shouted, it happened that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah.
然后以色列人就逃走了，然后神就把他们交在犹大人的手里。
And then the children of Israel fled, and God delivered them into their hand.
那现在第十七节说，以色列扑倒死亡的精兵有五十万。
And in verse 17, it says that there were 500,000 choice men of Israel who fell slain.
八十万里面死了五十万呢。
So out of 800,000, 500,000 died.
那这个时候第十八节特别说以色列人就被制服了。
And in verse 18, it specifically said that the children of Israel were subdued.
然后犹大人就得胜了。
And the children of Judah prevailed.
那是因为倚靠主他们列祖的神。
And that was because they relied on the Lord God of their fathers.
那耶罗波安这一场战打败之后，他的国力整个就衰微了。
And after this battle of Jeroboam that he lost, his kingdom grew weak.
那接下来耶罗波安就说神击打他就死了。
And then afterwards, Jeroboam, it was recorded that he died.
因为这个时候是发生在耶罗波安第十八年的时候。
Because this event happened during the 18th year of reign of Jeroboam.
那意思表示在耶罗波安他做王的中期的时候，他遇到这场战争，他之后国力就衰微。
It meant that in the middle of the reign of Jeroboam, he encountered this battle, and then his kingdom became weaker.
然后接下来呢，那个亚比亚呢就开始渐渐强盛起来。
And then after that, Abijah grew mighty.
可是亚比亚他只有做王三年而已啊。
But Abijah was only king for 3 years.
所以一消一长之间，就看到这个神在带领这个南国的这个国运哦。
And so from this growing of weakness and this growing of stronger of the two kingdoms, we could see the guidance of God quite obviously.
好，那之后呢？这个亚比亚的故事就结束了。
And then the story of Abijah ended.
我们看到历代志下的这个记录哈。
And so from the recording of 2 Chronicles,
我就看到亚比亚这个好像不错。
We see that this man Abijah was pretty good.
因为他真的是抓住神的应许。
Because he really held on to the promise of God.
他们也照着律法的要求都在敬拜神。
And they were following the commands of the law, worshiping God.
他也知道说，他们现在是跟着神，是神率领他们去打仗的。
And they knew that it was God who was leading them into battle.
在危险的时候，他们懂得呼喊神。
And they understood that when they were in danger, they needed to cry out to God.
他们照着神的吩咐，由祭司吹号的。
According to the commands of God, the priests would sound the trumpets.
然后神就帮助他们了。
And then God would help them.
所以他们得胜是因为倚靠主以色列的神。
And so they won the war because they relied on the Lord God of their fathers.
所以胜利是从神来的。
And so their victory came from God.
真的，这个是大卫当时候他在面对哥利亚的时候他所讲的话。
And this was exactly what David said when he was faced with Goliath.
你看他说，胜败是在于神的。
He said that victory depends on God.
那大卫在危险的时候，他真的也都是这样子呼喊神。
And in the time of danger, when David was faced with danger, he also cried out to God.
你看亚比亚他现在被以色列军前后包围的时候。
And so when Abijah was surrounded front and rear by the Israelites' army,
如果用他们自己的方式，他们绝对被消灭的。
If they tried to rely on their own methods, they would have been destroyed.
但是他现在懂得呼喊神了。
But they understood to cry out to God.
由祭司吹号。
The priest was sounding the trumpets.
这是神的应许，结果神就跟他们同在，就打败敌人了。
That was the promise of God, and so God was abiding with them, and they won over their enemies.
神拯救了。
God delivered them.
当时候大卫也是一样。
At that time, David did the same thing.
大卫有一次被扫罗包围了。
One time, David was surrounded by Saul.
如果按照他自己的方式，他绝对跑不掉的。
If he tried to rely on his own method, he would not have escaped.
但是神拯救了大卫。
But God delivered David.
在撒母耳记上啊，特别记载那个神就派了那个非利士人来攻打扫罗的边境。
In 1 Samuel, it specifically recorded that God sent the Philistines to attack the borders of Saul.
后来，扫罗就撤军了。
And then, so later on, Saul had to withdraw.
所以大卫就得了一条出路，活下来了。
And that's how David was able to survive.
所以其实真的是依靠神就得拯救。
And it was true that when he relied on God, he received deliverance.
胜败是在于神手上的。
And victory is in the hands of God.
我们在危险的时候都懂得依靠神，神就要帮助我们。
When we are faced with danger, if we understand to rely on God, God will save us.
我们看这一节，看《撒母耳记上》第十七章。
Let's read First Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上第十七章。
First Samuel chapter 17.
第四十七节。
Verse 47. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
哦，这个是说神哦，那个神让大卫能够打败哥利亚，是要让众人知道是神使人得胜的。
This is to say that in order it is God who holds the battle is the Lord's, and he is the one that enables David to fight against Goliath.
是神把敌人交在他的手上。
It is because God is the one that will hand over the enemies into his hands.
这个在历史上都一直在不断的重复。
And this was repeated throughout history.
那我们现在再看，你看这个亚比亚他懂得依靠神。
So now let's look at Abijah. He knew to rely on God.
他如果这样看来，这个亚比亚这个人应该是好王。
And so from this aspect, Abijah was a good king.
因为历代志他基本上就没有说他做了怎么样，他到底有哪些是神不喜悦的事。
Because from the book of the Chronicles, it did not say anything that he did that was displeasing to God.
但是在列王记呢就不一样了。
But in the book of Kings, it was a little different.
我们现在再看列王记上第十五章。
Let's read 1 Kings chapter 15.
列王记上的十五章。
1 Kings chapter 15.
在第一节到第八节，很简单的讲亚比亚这个王的一生。
From verses 1 to 8, it briefly mentioned about the life of King Abijah.
我们现在来看第三节。
Let's read verse 3. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David.
第四节。
Verse 4. Nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem by setting up his son after him and by establishing Jerusalem.
好，因为在列王记作者的角度里面呢，他认为这个亚比亚呢，他是行父亲他的父亲罗伯安以前所行的一切的恶。
From the perspective of the author of the Book of Kings, he wrote that Abijah walked in all the sins of his father Rehoboam.
他的心跟他的曾祖父大卫不一样。
His heart was not loyal to God as his great-grandfather David.
大卫、所罗门、罗伯安，接下来是亚比亚。
Because it's David, Solomon, Rehoboam, and then Abijah.
所以他说这个亚比亚他的心跟大卫不一样。大卫他是诚诚实实的在服侍神。
So it said that Abijah's heart was not loyal as his father David's heart was.
那现在他这个国位能够存下来，是因为神对大卫的应许，所以让这个有一个支派，让这个灯哦继续能够点下来。
And the reason why the kingdom was able to continue was because God set up a lamp after David in order.
特别提到这个亚比亚呢，他是行他父亲罗伯安的恶。
And here it specifically said that Abijah walked in all the sins of his father Rehoboam.
那罗伯安的恶在哪里？
And where was the sins of Rehoboam?
罗伯安的恶就是他没有立定心意寻求神。
The sin of Rehoboam was that he did not set his heart in seeking after the Lord.
所以在列王记的角度来看，他其实是一个恶王。
And so from the perspective of the book of Kings, Abijah was an evil king.
但是在历代志里面，他就看起来又很好。
But from the book of the Chronicles, he looked as if he was a good king.
好，那我们这样看的时候，就这个好像有点不一样的好像对他一生的评语不太一样啊。
And so when we're reading this, we might feel like the comments of his life were different.
这个作者在不同的他的角度不一样的时候，他现在是讲这个人就重点就不一样了。
So of course we know that if the author was writing from different perspectives, then the emphasis or the points would be different.
那可是我们如果继续看历代志下十四章以后呢
？If we continue to read Second Chronicles after chapter 14,
我们就看到这个亚比亚他的问题在哪里了。
We would see what Abijah's problem was.
因为当我们看亚比亚他在历代志的记录啊，那这个人他还是很敬畏神，很听神的话。
When we read this recording in First Chronicles of Second Chronicles of Abijah, we would see that he was obedient to God.
他知道这个神的律法。
He knew about the laws of God.
他这个律法的规定，他都一个一个都有照着做。
He was following the laws.
可是实际上的内涵呢？他真正的心呢？
But what about the substance of his heart?
却不一样啊。
It was different.
所以有形式的敬拜，这是最起码的。
And so, the worship that's based on formality, that was the most basic.
因为这个照着律法的规定来做的，这个至少比耶罗波安北国的人好太多了。
Because at least he followed the laws of what it was commanded, and that was so much better than Jeroboam, who was in the northern kingdom.
但是我们现在要看这个神所要的是什么。
But now we have to look at what God really wanted.
因为接下来在历代志下的第十四章呢。
Because in 2 Chronicles chapter 14,
亚比亚之后就是亚撒当王了。
After Abijah, it was Asa who was king.
那亚撒他做了一些宗教的复兴。
And Asa, he did some revival in their religion.
十四章读第三节。
Let's read verse 3 of chapter 14. For he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places, and broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images.
第四节。
Verse 4, he commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to observe the law and the commandment.
好，那所以这个时候，你们看出当时候在犹大国里面，其实还是到处都有这些外邦神的坛跟丘坛，也有很多柱像，很多木偶。
And so we could see that at that time, the kingdom of Judah, they had many altars of foreign gods, high places, and sacred pillars and wooden images.
当时候，我们现在看第十五章一个先知亚撒利亚他所讲的一段话。
And then if we read chapter 15, spoken by the prophet.
啊，亚撒利亚哈，Azariah.
Azariah.
请看第二节。
Let's read verse 2. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you.
好，那这句话我们读过很多次的。
We have read this verse many times.
神跟大卫讲过。
God said this to David.
大卫跟所罗门讲过。
David told this to Solomon.
神也跟那个所罗门讲过。
And God also told this to Solomon.
现在这个先知再跟亚撒讲一次。
And now this prophet, he said this again to Asa.
如果能够真的立定心去寻求神，神就必行见。
If you will seek him, he will be found by you.
但是如果人离弃神，神就离弃了。
But if men forsake God, God will forsake men.
好，那现在我们现在跳过去看第十五章的第八节。
Let's skip to verse 8 of chapter 15. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Obed the prophet, he took courage and removed abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. And he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord.
表示说当时候在犹大国里面还是有很多很多这些神看为是污秽可憎的事。
And so we could see that at that time, the kingdom of Judah, there were still many abominable things in the eyes of God.
那其中有一个原因，就是第十六节所说的。
And one of the reasons was mentioned in verse 16.
请读十六节。
Let's read verse 16. Also, he removed Macham, the mother of Asa the king, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah, and Asa cut down her obscene image, then crushed and burned it by the brook Kidron.
17节.
Verse 17. But the high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was loyal all his days.
我们就看到这个当时候这个亚撒是那个亚比亚的儿子哈。
We could see that Asa, he was the son of Abijah.
那现在他的祖母玛加，他这个应该就是 那个亚比亚的妈妈嘛，哈。
And his
所以他是他的啊、grandma 嘛。
And his grandmother, Machan, who was the mother of Abijah.
那现在他在各地造了很多的偶像。
She made many idols.
所以你看这个国度里面呢、啊，也是充满很多偶像啊。虽然他们也是在神的圣殿里面在敬拜神哦、啊。
And so we could see that in the kingdom at that time, they still had many idols, even though they were also worshiping God in their temple.
那所以我们就看到这个为什么亚比亚他事实上并不是一个真正对神很诚诚实实的心在敬拜的人。
And so we could see that Abijah was not really someone who was worshiping God with a loyal heart.
他在对着以色列军队在讲这篇演讲的时候
，When he was giving the speech in front of the army of Israel，
他讲得非常的感人。
He gave a very moving speech。
因为在表面上是的，他们真的是照着律法在敬拜神。
Because on the surface it was true that they were worshiping God by the law。
但是同时呢
，But at the same time，
有很多的偶像在国家建立起来。
They had many idols in their kingdom。
但是任凭他的一个家人呢。祖母他自己的家人在到处设立丘坛跟木偶。
He allowed his own family member, his grandmother, his mother, to set up idols and high places everywhere.
那当时候其实有很多很多这个、包括同性恋的事情，在这个国度里面都有。
And also there were many things such as homosexuals happening within the kingdom.
就当时候有很多娈童呢。
There were many homosexuals.
那所以。这个我们就看到那个一个人、哦、他在敬畏神的时候
So we could see that when a person fears God
很容易就是照着神说什么就做什么就是这个、照着规定一个一个来做
It is very easy for the person to follow God's commands one by one
但其实神真正要的是什么
But what does God really want?
是在神面前诚诚实实的心
It's a heart that is loyal in front of God.
真正的诚实就是专一的敬拜神。
And a loyal heart is a heart that seek after the Lord.
今天这个专一敬拜对当时候人很困难，对我们今天人更困难。
To truly seek after the Lord was very difficult for the people at the time, and it is also difficult for us today.
所以我们看历代志里面他的这个对亚比亚这个王他的记录。
And so if we look at the recording of the book of Chronicles of Abijah,
是的，当他照愿意照神的、律法在顺服神的时候
when he was willing to follow the law of God to obey him,
这位信实的神真的就拯救他们
and this faithful God truly saved them.
神真的就为他们征战
God fought for them.
所以胜败就在神手上。
And so the victory was in the hands of God.
神把敌人交在他们手上。
God gave them or delivered their enemy into their hands.
他们就在这个急难当中被拯救出来，大得胜利。
In their danger, God saved them and they had a great victory.
但是同时呢
，But at the same time,
神要的其实是我们人真正内心对他专一的敬拜。
What God truly wanted was this loyal heart of worshiping Him.
那个真实的敬拜就是除了神以外，不可以再有其他的偶像。
And this true worship was to worship God only and no other idols.
所以一个诚实的心。
And so a loyal heart.
就是说，我们认定，既然只有这位神能够对我们拯救。
A loyal heart was to acknowledge that he was the only God that could save us.
我们就不再把我们的心放在任何 能够会让我们夺去我们心的任何的东西的。
And then so we no longer put our hearts in anything else that will take our place towards God.
让神真的是成我们唯一的拯救，唯一的依靠。
So that God will truly become our only deliverance and only reliance.
现在这个时候已经到了。
So the time is here.
神要我们用什么心来敬拜呢
？What kind of heart does God want us to worship Him with？
所以主耶稣就说
，And that's why Jesus told us.
在约翰福音第四章，他这样谈。
In the book of John, chapter 4, he said.
他说时候已经到了。
He said, "Now is the time."
好，请看约翰福音四章。
Let's read John chapter 4.
第二十三节。
Verse 23. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
你看这里，神是个灵，他看我们人的内心。
God is spirit, he looks at our hearts.
当一个人他愿意照神的话来做的时候，
When a person is willing to follow the words of God,
神跟人所立的这个约一直都会有效。
This covenant that God has with men will always be effective.
所以该拯救的时候神就拯救。
And so when it's time to save, God will save.
所以这个是有恩典有怜悯的神。
This is a God who is filled with mercy.
当人愿意呼求的时候他就拯救我们。
When man is willing to cry out to him, he will save.
但是神他要我们真的是用心里面专一的跟着他了。
But God wants us to truly follow Him with a loyal heart.
这个诚实哦，就是按真理。
Truth is to be according to the truth.
而且这个心里是按照神的灵哦。我们今天事实上是绝对可以用这个真理跟圣灵来敬拜神的。
And in spirit, it means the spirit of God. And so today, we will truly be able to worship Him in spirit and truth.
因为这个同住的圣灵帮助我们。
Because this indwelling Holy Spirit help us.
我们可以真的了解神的心意。
We will be able to understand the heart of God.
知道神要的是什么。
We will know what God wants.
那所以我们从这个亚比亚的一生，他所经历这些事情。
And so from the life of Abijah of what he went through,
来检讨我们的信仰生命。
We can examine our own life.
我们
of faith.
有些人呢是可以讲很好听的话，没有错。
Some people they can say very beautiful words.
就是说，我们可以对道理讲得很清楚。
Which is to say that we're able to explain the words of God very well.
这本身也会产生力量。
This in itself will have power.
但真正造就我们的，
But what truly edifies us
是我们在神面前这个诚诚实实的心，
is this loyal heart of truth in front of God.
像大卫一样，
just like David.
就是他真的是全心的爱神。
He truly loved God with his whole heart.
虽然大卫他犯罪没有错，
even though David sinned, it was true.
他的罪跟所罗门所犯的罪就不一样。
But his sin was different from the sin that Solomon committed.
所罗门是去拜偶像。
Solomon went after idols.
他把那个木偶、那个外邦的这些假神，把它当真神，取代神的地位。
Solomon went to worship the wooden images, the foreign gods that were false, and he replaced them with God.
让神大大的发怒。
And God was very angry with him.
啊，所以我们就看到这个国位哈。就这样子走进到今天这个分裂的局面，所罗门是真的是原因，真正的原因呢。
And so that was how the kingdom was split, and because of Solomon, that was really the reason.
因为他离弃了这个独一的真神。
Because he had forsaken the one and only true God.
那所以我们今天一定要把我们的心好好的保守住。
And so today we must guard our hearts.
我们今天敬拜神一定要按照真理。
Today, when we worship God, we must do according to the truth.
我们 要照着神的吩咐来做日常的生活。
We have to follow the commands of God in our daily worship.
但是更重要的是，我们真的用诚诚实实的心来跟随他。
What is most important is that we truly follow God with our loyal heart.
那这样子，我们一生最后的评语。
Then that way, our conclusion of our life
就是真的是行神眼中看为正、看为善的事了。
It would be a doing according to what God saw was right.
因为神要我们这样一个诚实的心来让他满足。
Because God wanted us to have a loyal heart to fulfill Him.
我们就会发现，我们生命当中任何的危机，神都会出手拯救。
And we will also see that in any danger of our life, God will save us.
神使我们得胜。
God is the one that give us the victory.
神赐给我们恩典。
God will give us grace.
神他要我们完全的生命。
God wants all our life.
让我们用一个这样诚诚实的心来跟随他。
And let us follow God with a loyal heart.
然后让我们所讲出的话也能够产生力量。
So that way, what we speak will also have power.
我们在这个属灵征战里面可以大获全胜。
And that in our spiritual battle, in our life, we will be victorious.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
422首。
422.